views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, you can give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, the reason this program is called Dead Doctors Don't Lie is because so many people have enjoyed around the world the original audio cassette tape, now in the CD format, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and the book by the same name, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And if you're just kind of getting to your 30s, you were only maybe 15 years old when those things first came out, so you want to be sure to get them and listen to them. And I bring that up because of an article today by the Associated Press. I found it in the San Diego Union-Tribune. It says that when it comes to seasoning food, there's no shortage of salt options. But when it comes to health, it doesn't matter if it was mined in Kansas, sold or evaporated from Mediterranean Sea, or hand-harvested in French marshes. Salt is salt, and it's bad for you. Chances are you're eating way too much of it. Let's see, they go on to say, if you think settling down, setting down the shaker will make a difference, take that advice with a grain of salt. Most salt comes from processed foods and restaurants, and here's what's known. For good health, most people need less than a quarter of a teaspoon of salt a day. That quarter of a teaspoon of salt a day, that is according to medical doctors. That's not the truth. That's just according to medical doctors. Salt is a natural mineral combination termed sodium chloride. Of course, except for medically supervised diets, it's almost impossible to consume that little. Well, the medically supervised diets are wrong. In fact, many foods exceed that amount per serving. Most Americans consume as much as 2 teaspoons of salt a day, far above the doctor-recommended half teaspoon for healthy adults, according to the Institute of Medicine. That's a serious problem, though the mechanism behind it isn't fully understood. High-salt diets can cause high blood pressure. That's a lie. A risk factor for heart and kidney disease and stroke, that's a lie. and they say, just because you cut back on salt, and again, this is the Health Institute, and they say that just because you cut back on salt, let's see, reducing your salt doesn't reduce your blood pressure to normal. Says Dr. Jeffrey Cutler, senior advisor at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, which is the National Institute of Health. He says, reducing your salt doesn't necessarily reduce your blood pressure to normal. And Dr. Cutler says, if you have high blood pressure, you will need some medication. Well, that's a lie. I mean, there's some rare emergencies, but except for those rare emergencies, that's not true. Hypertension, in fact, the annual meeting of the American Heart Association back in July of 1997, I mean, that's in the old days, they came out and said that there's no evidence to support the constant claims of the medical industry that salt has anything to do with hypertension or high blood pressure. This back in 1997. This was presented at the annual meeting of the American Heart Association in Portland, Oregon. And so this battle goes on. I don't know why. There's no money in it for the doctors either way. People have been listening to the low-salt diet thing, gosh, for 75 years, and as a result, we rank 46th in longevity and health. There's 45 other countries whose peoples are healthier and live longer than we do, and they don't pay attention to salt. They just salt their food to taste, whatever's comfortable, whatever they like, and if it's too salty, it's probably too salty. If it tastes good, it's probably just right. And it's going to vary day to day by how much salt is in the rest of your food. And you do want to drink 6 to 8 glasses of water a day, and then there's no problem. But hypertension really has little or nothing to do with salt consumption. That is the big lie. It's a dogma. For those of you who don't know what a medical dogma is a lie that has been repeated over and over and over by the medical system until everybody believes it's a fact. But when every time they look at it, experts can't find any scientific support for the claim by medical doctors that salt causes or has a significant relationship to hypertension. It's a nothing. But they make a big deal out of it. I don't know why. Again, I don't know why. But just ask all these people who die every year during the heat waves. Just about all of them are on salt-restricted diet. If they were salting their food to taste and drinking 6 to 8 glasses of water a day, all those hundreds of people that die each year in California and Chicago and the East Coast would not die. It's that simple. Salt, sodium chloride, is an essential nutrient. It's a blend of two essential elements, chlorine and sodium, both of which are necessary for everything from maintaining the right osmotic pressure to keep fluid in the right compartments, if you will, in the blood vessels instead of causing edema. And also, I do get people say, well, when I salt my food, I get edema. My ankles get all puffy, my rings get tight, and my face gets all puffy. I can't salt my food because I puff up like a toad. Well, that's because you have low blood protein. If you eat 4 eggs a day or 2 eggs every morning for breakfast and then red meat 1 meal a day and then chicken or fish 1 meal a day, and you will not have edema when you salt your food. You can salt your food with impunity and you won't have edema or swelling. Again, if you swell up like a toad and get edematous every time you salt your food, it means you need more blood protein, not to cut back on salt. any rate, if you want more information on this, get a hold of the book, Rare Earth's Been Cures, and you'll be glad you did. We'll be back after these messages.
It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got 2?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And, you know, we Americans rank 46th in longevity and health. There's 45 other countries in the world who live longer and are healthier than we do, even though we spend more than two-thirds of the world's annual expenditure for health care. Oh, yeah, American doctors live to be an average of 56, and they die of heart attack, stroke, diabetes, and cancer. And so I actually come out with another CD explaining all this. Why should we listen to them? The CD is called Deadly Recipes. So ask your Youngevity representative for the new CD out, the 2006 presentation, Deadly Recipe. It says it all. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, I wanted to give another one of these sort of advisories we do occasionally. And this is actually, I got this from Cairo TV, which is K-I-R-O out of Seattle. And they got this story originally from Consumer Reports. And what this is an analysis of the state inspections of nursing homes. And they found that, on average, the ones that are the non-for-profit nursing homes, as compared to the ones operated by these managed care facilities, are much better as far as giving good care. These independent nursing homes are always going to be a lot better than these managed companies. And what they did was they looked at the state inspection reports for 16,000 nationwide nursing homes. And they said that only a fraction of them, it didn't matter whether they were for-profit or non-profit, actually met the Consumer Reports standards for what they would call a quality nursing home. The for-profits met the Consumer Reports standards 2% of the time. And that was as far as being qualified as giving, quote, good care. The nonprofits did quite a bit better. They did 7.3%. And they found that these independently owned facilities generally tended to have more staff, and their staff generally was likely to have registered nurses rather than just nurses' aides.
Wow.
So if you're thinking about putting mom or pop into a nursing home, certainly something to take into consideration. And as I've heard you, Doc, talk about, maybe a good idea would be to get some supplemental income going so you could maybe afford to have that care done at home, where you could kind of oversee and make sure they're getting quality care. What
exactly. And also, if you turn your mom and pop over fully to a nursing home, they will not let you use the supplements, vitamins and minerals, for your mom and dad. Whereas if you have mom and dad at home or at a like a fourplex, and you put mom or dad or mom and dad into one of the units, and then you have a day nurse come by every day for half a day or whatever. It's cheaper, and when mom and dad go to heaven, you still have the asset. When you're spending all the money in a nursing home, the money just goes away, and there's no deductions.
Very good point, Doc. Yeah, and you want to make sure that they get those supplements, because that makes a big difference. You know, you're talking about salt in your monologue. I also wanted to mention that I salt my food to taste, as you recommend. And I was around my sister, who's involved in healthcare, about a year ago, and she noticed how much I was salting my food. And she was like, oh, my goodness, what is your blood pressure, about 300? And I said, I don't know. I haven't checked it in a while. So we checked it with my dad's blood pressure cuff, one of these automatic kind. You just turn it on. And guess what? 120 over 80. So adding a lot of extra salt to your food does not cause your blood pressure to go up if you're getting all the 90 essential nutrients. Another thing I wanted to talk about, this actually also came from Cairo TV, and this was that they state in here that 45 million Americans go through major surgeries every year, and they said there's an increasing number of these wrong site or wrong side or even wrong patient surgeries going on. And he specifically talked about a woman named Goldie, who discovered she had a kidney with a tumor on it. So she goes in, gets the kidney removed, and she should have been fine after that. Whoops, 4 days later, gee whiz, we took out the wrong kidney. Now she has to operate with only a third of a kidney on one side, because they had to take out a good chunk of the one that actually did have the tumor on. And it was mainly because the surgeon looked at the x-ray backwards. And according to the Commission on Healthcare Organizations, 84 of these same type of mishaps happened last year. And the Dennis O'Leary, he's from the Joint Commission on Healthcare Organizations, he says, quote, we're pretty sure that this is just the tip of the iceberg, because the reporting is, of course, voluntary.
Yeah. Well, according to Harvard Medical School, 52% of licensed medical doctors are intoxicated on drugs or alcohol at any one time. And that would explain why somebody who goes to the university for 14 years can't tell their right from their left. Isn't that a field test? that policemen give to somebody when they're
maybe they should do that. Maybe they be in, right going into the surgery center, they should have a cop who's well versed in the field sobriety test make them all go through the test before they get into the operating room. I like
that. I think they should do a sobriety test before they get to operate. What a concept. Okay, well done, Doug. Don't forget Deadly Recipe, the new 2006 CD. Don't miss it. It really brings all this medical air, medical mayhem out. We'll be back after these messages.
And we do have lines open. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, give us a call on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. But a slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. The name says it all. If you want to live forever, if you want to live longer, younger, or younger, longer, you want to contact your Youngevity associate, and you'll be glad you did. We do have a couple of lines open. You can call us toll-free at 1-888-379-2552 or the priority line, 831-685-1080. Don't forget Deadly Recipe, the new 2006 presentation by yours truly, Dr. Joel Wallach. Deadly Recipe, it goes into the terrible things that doctors do to their patients, and they don't even get an OSHA ticket. Deadly Recipe. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
So how does that recipe go? Add one doctor, one hospital equals death?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's head to Horseheads, New York, and Becky, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Becky.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
Can't wait to see you again in October.
Yeah, it won't be long.
Right, and I wanted to make one comment, too, before I do. Thank you for the Slender FX. It is fantastic.
Okay, so you're having some good success with it.
5 weeks on it, and totally, because I've used the Pig Pack Plus and everything else before mm-hmm. that, but I've lost almost 100 pounds now.
Now, wait a minute.
A lot of inches. Not in 5 weeks, no.
I was going to say, how'd you do that? Did you cut off two legs or something?
Oh, that would be a good idea. No. No, I had lost the 80 before, and then I had gained back like 40 of it. And now I've lost the 80 plus. So I've lost, it's almost 100, and a lot of the inches this time have gone, because I've been on it actually, not on the Slender FX, but on dieting basically since the middle of January. And then I started with the Sweeties, kicking that up. So I started the process there, so I just added the Slender FX, so now it's going double time.
Yeah,
so
good.
It's working fabulous.
And I think you bring out an important point here, Becky, that we do need to use multiple approaches
right.
to this. Are you using the Nature's Way shake for meal replacer at all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Every morning I have that for sure.
Okay, so one meal a day you're having Nature's Way shake.
Yeah. I don't eat a lot of lunch anyway, so that, you know, I'm just not hungry anymore anyway, so.
Yeah, well, if you're taking your supplements and all 90 essential nutrients, you're using Nature's Way shake for breakfast, which is only 80 calories and no sugar.
Right.
And that's going to do a great job for you. Then when you throw the Slender FX in, it adds another dimension and it makes it easier, because I find as I take Slender FX, I just don't think about food. You just, when they put food in front of you, you say, well, I'm not really hungry. I don't think I need all this.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks for the feedback. Okay, what's your question, dear?
Okay, we have a guy here that he's been in a vegetative state for the last 6 months. He's probably, I think he's in his 60s. He got it from a fall down his basement stairs, so he hit his head, so he's got a lot of brain damage. And they say that his brain injury is global.
Mm-hmm.
And although the EEG, which they did in April, doesn't show any sign of any abnormalities, they said the wave was a little slow from 7 to 8 hertz. So he gets a lot of respiratory infections. He does not follow any, commands. He does have some contractions with his hands, arms, and wrists. And
as far as responding to commands, he doesn't respond in any way.
No. He does
do
visual eyes.
Has he shown any improvement in any way?
Pardon?
Has he shown any improvement in any way since January?
Apparently not. He is breathing on his own, though. He does have a trach, and he does have a feeding tube. Mm-hmm.
We got to run to one of those message moments, so hang on here, Becky. We'll come back, and I'll give you my thoughts and some suggestions after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have open lines. Give us a call on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach, on the ZBS Radio Network.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good, you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We do have a couple of lines open. Give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552 or the priority line 831-685-1080. Don't forget that new CD, the 2006 presentation, Deadly Recipe. Why would we listen to a group of guys and gals, doctors, medical doctors of America, whose average lifespan is 56? They die from heart attack, stroke, cancer, and diabetes. We already listened to them, and of course, we rank 46th in the world in health and longevity. There's 45 other countries whose peoples are healthier and live longer than us. And don't forget, Deadly Recipe, the combination of doctors, pharmaceuticals, and hospitals can create 5.8 million casualties, killed, injured, and infected in the workplace and hospitals, and they don't even get a OSHA ticket. Deadly Recipe, the new CD. Okay, Doug, let's go right back to Horse Heads, New York, and Becky. Basically, when somebody shows no improvement, they're called in a vegetative state, although they have essentially normal brain waves, the odds are you're not going to see much improvement at this time. However, there's always wiggle room for an exception, and so it's always worth trying. And so I don't know if they'll allow any of the liquid supplements and things like eggs and whatnot to be added to the feeding tube. Usually they just give them something like Ensure and water, and they wonder why people don't improve. And so basically this guy should be getting 2 or 3 eggs a day, you know, poached. He should be getting some Rebound FX instead of just plain water. Should be getting some real food, and of course, it's going to take a little bit of effort to open up the capsules of the Beyond Juice with the Veggie FX and Fruit FX. The Vitali is a liquid. The selenium should be used here. Also, the omega-3 essential fatty acids, the EFAs and EFA pluses. So there's a lot of nutrients. This guy should be getting the 90 essential nutrients in optimal amounts. I guarantee you he's not. And so if he's at home and there's a nurse taking care of him, then the family can make sure he's getting all the 90 essential nutrients, and then there's a hope. But if he's in a nursing home or in a hospital and the doctors are controlling what is given to the patient, then it's going to be a long struggle. Who knows? I mean, he could wake up tomorrow and fool everybody, but not likely without some raw materials to support and promote maintenance repair, especially of the central nervous system.
Okay. If you get more information, Becky, give us a call. We'd appreciate that. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Tioga, Pennsylvania, and Linda, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Linda.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. How you doing?
Great. What's going on in Tioga, Pennsylvania?
I saw on a popular news channel today a health segment about fibroids, and they were talking about what you could do because women have painful fibroids in their uterus.
Sure.
And, of course, they brought up, you know, a hysterectomy and that many women didn't want to do that. And then they also brought up other options like surgery just to cut the fibroids or ultrasound or something else that keeps the nutrients from going to the fibroids. And that all of them didn't sound appealing to me. And the one that did, that kept the nutrients from going to the fibroids, that even worried me too, because if you stop nutrients from going to the fibroids, what else are you stopping it from going to?
Exactly. Very well said. There's all kinds of things ranging from the glucosamine, chondroitin, things like connective tissue type of supplements that actually have a couple of amino acids in them called angiostatin and endostatin, which are amino acids that actually reduce the amount of new capillaries being formed and tumors and fibroids and things like that. We'll talk about that after these message moments.
And we do have lines open if you'd like to get in and talk to Dr. Wallach today. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080 or try us toll free at 888-379-2552. Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. The name says it all. If you want to live young forever, if you want to live younger longer, contact your Youngevity associate, and you'll be glad you did. We do have a couple of lines open. Give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552 or the priority line 831-685-1080. And again, I would remind you to get a hold of the new 2006 presentation called Deadly Recipe. And it covers all of the published faults of the medical system. You know, they live to be an average. Medical doctors in America live to be an average of 56. The professional couch potato lives to be 75. And so you gain 19 years in longevity by not going to medical school. Doctors die from cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, and cancer, all of which people go to them to prevent or cure. They don't do a very good job of themselves, so why would we expect them to do a very good job on anybody else? And they inflict 5.8 million casualties, 5.8 million casualties, killed, injured, and infected in hospitals each year as a result of medical negligence in their workplace, the hospital, against their customers, and they don't even get an OSHA ticket. And, of course, they're not shut down or put under the scrutiny of any federal organization. It's just absolute mess. And so if you want to know how to deal with this and right the problem, get a hold of this new CD, Deadly Recipe. It doesn't get any better than that. All new stuff, and it's something that's going to shake your belief system if you still love the medical system. Deadly Recipe. Okay, Doug, let's go right back to Tioga Falls, Pennsylvania, and Linda with fibroids. What I like to do is do the big antioxidant thing. First of all, the 90 essential nutrients, Linda, and of course, there's several ways of doing that. The Philly Pack is one that's specifically made for women, the 90 essential nutrients through the Philly Pack or the Pig Pack Plus for general things. If you have other problems going on like noisy joints or high blood pressure, back problems, these kinds of things. Also, you can use just the Pig Pack Plus if you have hypertension and so forth. The 90 essential nutrients, one way or another. And then, in particular, for fibroids, I like to use lots of selenium, ultimate selenium. If the lady weighs less than 150 pounds, I'd have her take three of the selenium a day, one at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If she weighs more than 150 pounds, I'd give her four a day, two at breakfast, two at dinner. I'd also really ramp up on other antioxidants like the OPCTs, which is a decaffeinated green tea, the grape seed and grape skin extracts, and the tomato extracts. So you're getting lycopenes, proanthocyanins, catechins, EGCGs. Take two of those of the OPCTs with breakfast and two of the OPCTs with dinner. And then also, either if you like capsules, the lady could take the Balance FX capsules, which has the phytoprogesterone and phytoestrogens in it. And if she likes liquids better, she can use the Woman's FX, which is essentially the same formula, but a good-tasting liquid. And because of fibroids, I would definitely take double the suggested dose of either the Balance FX capsules or the Woman's FX liquid. Also, she needs to stay away from fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well done, burnt animal fats, carbonated drinks, even the diet ones. Wouldn't hurt to throw in the Rebound FX concentrate, 1 ounce per 16 ounces of drinking water. Trickle charge nutrients in, and it's going to take a couple of months if she's still cycling, take a couple of cycles to, I believe, achieve what she's looking for. And, of course, when you give the body the raw materials to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of the genital system, the uterus, ovaries, the muscles, bones, heart, liver, kidneys, brain, eyes, tongue, glands of all kinds, the body will do remarkable things. But you do need to give raw materials. And just hysterectomy will certainly solve the fibroid problem, but it won't solve the thing that caused the fibroid problem. You can still die of something more serious later down the pike. So it's better to deal with the thing from a basic root standpoint. In other words, you want to solve the basic cause so that you don't have more serious things to deal with later on, as opposed to just ripping the uterus out, which will get rid of the fibroid, but it doesn't solve the cause. Okay, let me know what goes on. Give me a call every couple of weeks. Let me know what transpires if you decide to use all this stuff. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers, emails, or faxes.
Let's stay right there in Pennsylvania and head over to Pittsburgh. And Al, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. How are you?
Okay. Is this Al?
This is Al. I'd like to welcome you back to the Pittsburgh area.
Okay. Thanks.
I have a question. I have two chihuahuas.
Okay.
And I have a problem with loose teeth in one of them. She's 7 years old, and she does not chew her food. She gobbles her food.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the last time I gave her a small rawhide bone, about four teeth got real loose.
Mm-hmm.
So I got hydrogen peroxide. I cleaned it up everything, and they came out okay. I've been giving her coenzyme.
Now, you said they came out okay. Did you pull them out, or did you mean they
fell out?
They just fell out. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got hydrogen peroxide for about 3 weeks, and I cleaned real good the area. Everything's healed up fine. I've been rubbing for, I guess, about a year, coenzyme CoQ10 soft gels, about 60 milligram, and green tea extract on her gums. And I brush her teeth lightly every night, like twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I take a little, a small cloth towel, mm-hmm. and I wipe them. Anything else I could do?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, what are you feeding these chihuahuas?
Wysong. And I'm using an Udo's blend, which is for phytonutrients for dogs,
mm-hmm.
and a Barlean's greens. It has all the sea vegetation,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
salmon oil, too, I'm giving them.
I'm sorry?
Salmon oil.
Okay.
One of those for pets. It's called a grizzly
sure.
salmon oil.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're up on the phytonutrients and you're up on the oils. But is this food that you're giving the dogs, is it just sort of the diet that's designed for dogs, or is it for toy dogs under 5 pounds?
I was using the toy breed Chihuahua. It was a 29, I think it was a 30% protein, and this one is a 24. They're not active dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I thought that might be too much protein.
Okay. Well, it's not the protein that you got to worry about. What's happening here is these dogs cannot eat enough of the formula you're giving them to get enough minerals. These dogs, or at least the one that has the teeth falling out and the gum problems, he's got osteoporosis of the jaws, and it actually just has osteoporosis. And it's very common in dogs, especially small dogs, that are getting a dog food designed for larger breeds. And so you're better off, even though they're not active, just give them a little bit less, but it's the ratios of minerals and to each other and to protein that's important here. And the dog is suffering from osteoporosis, and that's why they lose their teeth. And, the dog should be able to rip up concrete with their teeth and not have them fall out. And the fact that they're loose, and it's good that you're keeping the infection out of there with the hydrogen peroxide and brushing the teeth, and you're given plenty of phytonutrients and the omega-3 essential fatty oils. Those are all essential nutrients. But the ratio of the calcium, magnesium, sulfur, all the things that are really, really, really important for bone obviously aren't there. So here's what I would do. In addition to what you're doing, I would give each of these dogs a teaspoon for 25 pounds of body weight of the Arthrodex. And obviously, what do these dogs weigh? 2 pounds, 2.5 pounds?
7.5 and 8.
I'm sorry?
7.5 and 8.5 pounds.
Okay. So what I would do is I would give a half a teaspoon of the Arthrodex to each of these dogs, add it to their food. I'd also add a half a teaspoon of the OsteoFX liquid calcium to their food. And I would also throw in a couple of glucogel capsules into their food. You might have to open up and just stir it in the food. But what you're describing, Al, is a mineral deficiency. And that's because these little bitty dogs can't eat enough of the dog foods that are designed for 35 to 50 pound dogs to get enough minerals. That's why they have dog foods designed for 20 pound dogs, 10 pound dogs, 5 pound dogs. And we'll be back with more truth, justice, and the Youngevity way after these messages.
And that does open up lines. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach right now, we do have open lines. Give us a call at 831-685-1080 or try us on the toll-free number at 888-379-2552.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewy. And besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity. And Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to North Central Pennsylvania, and Rick, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Rick.
Hello, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I enjoy your show very much. And,
thank you.
I figured I'd call and see if you could help me out a little bit.
Okay.
I'm almost 50 years old, and I have bone-on-bone arthritis in my right hip joint. And I should mention along with that that I take Cortef for adrenal gland deficiency, and I take Armour for Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, anytime you take, how long have you been taking this Cortef?
Probably just a little over 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when did your bone-to-bone arthritis show up?
Well, I got it analyzed or diagnosed probably about a year or so ago, but I know it's been bothering me for quite a few years leading up to that. Probably your last 7 or 8 years, I've noticed
sure.
It starting to be an issue. And I,
yeah. Well, one of the things that's going to speed up bone loss and cartilage loss is cortisones, prednisones of any ilk. They, if you look in the PDR, the physician's desk references, one of the main side effects of the continued or long-term use of prednisones and cortisones in any form is the loss of minerals and loss of bone, loss of cartilage. Also, you can get diabetes, and so I'm glad you're calling because we might be able to give you an option here. What do you weigh, Rick?
I'm about 168.
Okay. And let's see, how tall are you?
6 foot.
Okay. So you're a slim fella.
Sort of.
You play basketball?
No, I don't.
Did you? Did you in high school? Or?
What's that?
Did you play basketball, run track, play football?
Soccer in high school, soccer and track.
Okay. Two great sports. Any rate, what happens here is just as we get older, unless you're really consciously supplementing with the raw materials to maintain, rebuild yourself, it doesn't happen. And this is a very common osteoarthritis with bone-to-bone arthritis. It's very common. About 85% of all arthritis goes this direction. We know that the arthroscopic surgery of the knees and hips for arthritis is a worthless procedure for terrible destructive accidents, maybe, but not for arthritis. This just came out 4 years ago. It was a Harvard study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The headline was, arthroscopic surgery for arthritis is a worthless procedure. And so you got to believe it's a worthless procedure. And so what I suggest is this. You start out with two full doses of what we call the Pig Pack Plus a day. It gives you all the known essential nutrients. Take a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus with breakfast, a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus with dinner, and then get an extra bottle of OsteoFX. One bottle of OsteoFX comes with the Pig Pack Plus, but it won't be enough, because I want to suggest that you have four tablespoons of the OsteoFX a day, one at breakfast, one at dinner, and two at bedtime. I also suggest that you get the large 240-count bottle of GlucoGel, which is the raw material to specifically support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix. And I would take five of those twice a day, five with breakfast, five with dinner, and use the Rebound FX for fluid replacement. It comes in a 32-ounce bottle of concentrate, makes 32 quarts or 32 half quarts. For the first couple of months, I would make half quarts, put an ounce of the Rebound FX per half quart or 16 ounces of water. After a couple of months, you can go to 1 ounce of the Rebound FX per quart for maintenance. And stay away from carbonated drinks, even the diet ones, because they tend to neutralize stomach acid, so you cannot absorb nutrients, especially minerals efficiently, maybe even totally. But give me a call every 2 weeks once you start this regimen, Rick, and we'll walk you through this, because this is a simple one. Okay, thank you so much, everybody. Great calls, great testimonies. Thank you so much, Doug and Bill. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. And God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.